and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom. Today's topic is the atheist versus the pro-theos. Atheist versus the pro-theos. In Amos chapter 5, verses 10 to 15. Amos chapter 5, verses 10 to 15. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. If you read Jeremiah, which is the book of Amos, but if you read Jeremiah, you will see that God told Jeremiah to go stand in the gate and to tell the people their sins right there at the doorway of the temple of God. Can you imagine somebody at your local church or any church standing in the doorway telling the people their sins, telling them that they are evil, that they are wicked, that they need to repent, that they are hypocrites? God told Jeremiah to do that. And God told Isaiah to do the same thing, to tell the people their sins and to spare not, but to blow the trumpet and spare not and tell my people their sins. But yet today, if your pastor or your friend or a minister or anybody was to stand up and tell people straight to their face what their sins are and didn't hold back, that they did not spare back, they did not hold back, but just tell them to their face, here is your sins, what your sins are. Don't you think that pastor or that minister would lose every person that comes to that church if the pastor is the one doing that? And if it's somebody standing at the doorway, don't you think that the pastor and the deacons would literally lift up that person and carry them off the property or call the police? People don't like the truth, and they don't like the message of the Lord. In Amos 5 verse 10, it says, they hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. When you look at Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Micah, Amos, and so forth, and many of the prophets, even the apostles in the New Testament, and even Jesus himself, the religious people hated and despised the messages that God was sending and the messengers. They hated and despised the messages and the messengers of the Lord. The same is true today. We serve the same God, and we live in the same wicked world. So I ask you, is your pastor hated? Are you hated? Are there members of the congregation that are hated because they speak the true, unfiltered, uncompromised, unheld back word of God? The truth is that God still works today in the same way that he worked back in that day and in that time of the Old Testament and New Testament writings. We serve the same God, and he is still talking, and he is still sending forth messengers who are being hindered at the gate. And people are being called the police on, simply because they are speaking the word of God, and they are being curried out of the church, and they are being muffled and hindered because the pastors and the congregation do not like the word of God. It says here in verse 11, Amos 5:11, "For as much, therefore, as your treading is upon the poor, and you take from him burdens of wheat, you have built houses of healed stone, but you shall not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink of their wine. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just. They take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor and the gate from their right. Therefore the prudent shall keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live, so that the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate, and it may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph." It should be such a simple and elementary thing that we hate evil and love the good. That should be simple and elementary. Hate evil and love good. That's what the Bible tells us more than one time to do. But the opposite is what people do. They actually hate the good, hate the righteous, hate righteous rebuke, hate the correct and true word of God, hate the messengers of God, and they love the evil. And that is the generation, the wicked and perverse, backwards generation that we live in today. What God has shown me that is that the atheist actually does believe in God. The atheist, the majority of them, although they claim to not believe in God, the truth is, God revealed to me recently and confirmed it and reconfirmed it, is they actually do believe in God, but they hate him. They believe in him, but hate him. The truth is that the majority of them have turned against God because that they lost somebody they loved. Their mom died or their wife died, or they got frustrated because of children dying of cancer and people dying in wrecks, or they've been thrown in prison because of their sins and so forth. And so they turn against God, blaming God for all the bad things in the world, blaming God because they went to jail for what they did, blaming God because somebody got sick or somebody died in an accident, in a wreck, or somebody died of cancer or whatever, blaming God for all the darkness and all the death and all the sins of the world, instead of blaming the devil. If they would read the Bible, it tells you who does the wicked things, and why all this thing happens the way it does. But they choose to hate God. And the truth is that not only does the atheist hate God, but even a lot of the religious leaders who proclaim the name of the Lord, the truth is, subconsciously, even though they don't know it and even though they don't realize it, they do hate God, because they are, by their works and by their doctrines, preaching antichrist, atheist doctrines. Doctrines that do not line up with the word of God. And they hinder and muffle the true word of God. I know for a fact that almost every pastor in the land will not allow a true prophet of God to come and speak only the truth, the unfiltered, uncompromised word of God. If a true prophet would try to stand up in the church building and speak to the people, almost every pastor in the land will forbid it and call the police or have him carry it out. Jesus, if he was to walk through the door of your church building, Jesus would be kicked out. And that is just the truth, whether you like it or not. But praise the Lord, because Matthew 5 verse 10 says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." Hey, the Bible tells us that in the end days, they will persecute us. They will arrest us. They will martyr us. Despite what your pastor has taught you, that you're just going to escape up into heaven and not have to suffer these things, the Bible tells us that the Antichrist will be given power over the saints of God, that the Antichrist will wage war against the saints of God and overcome them. The Bible says that the same thing happened to Jesus and to the prophets and apostles before us. Do we think that we are greater than they are? Do we think that we are greater than our master, the Lord, who was martyred, who was killed, who was whipped, who was slapped? They spit in his face. They called him demonically possessed, even though he was God. Do we think that we are better than our Lord and our Savior? Do we think that we're not going to suffer the same consequence as every apostle and every prophet that has ever lived? We must expect persecution. And if we are not being persecuted, then we need to ask ourselves, why are we not speaking the truth, unfiltered and uncompromised? Because the truth is, if we speak boldly the true word of God and true doctrine, we will be hated and despised. Amen. Exodus 20 in the Ten Commandments says that people hate God. Amos 5 says it. It says it throughout the Bible that the people hate God, both the righteous and the atheists hate God. Exodus 20 verse 4 says, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or likeness of anything that's in heaven above or earth beneath, or there's in water under the earth. And thou shalt not bow thyself unto them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to third and fourth generations of those that hate me." Now, how do we know that we love God? John 14 gives the answer. John 14, verse 15. John 14, verse 15. "If you love me, keep my commandments." Amen. Keep my commandments. The book of 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3 says that every man that have this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. And whoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for the sin is transgression of the law. So we about to stop transgressing the law, and we about to keep the commandments of God, all 10, in Jesus' name. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.